Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs?
That never really gets old. And it doesn't get old to talk about the postseason, even if it's 2 weeks earlier than scheduled in 2020. Chris Cuellar is communications director of the Iowa High School Athletic Association and says, for the most part, things have been steady. Hard for him to use that word, but steady, as teams have tried to navigate some missed schedules, virtual learning, and COVID-19, as it's had an impact on different schools at different times. Locally, we've been able to get most of our games in, minus Twin Cedars, who had to miss a few at the beginning of the season.
I guess I'm hesitant to say the word steady during the last 6 months and how the pandemic has gone for all of our planning, and considering that this is the first time we've ever had an all-in football playoff system. But it's been steady. I think that's probably an okay way to describe it. So for the last, I guess, 3-4 weeks, we've had most games play out, or some suspensions, have been adjusted. And obviously we had some news yesterday that some schools that didn't get their fill of regular season games, will have an opportunity to do so once their postseasons are over, if they're interested in that. But we are expecting, I guess, most of these schools in our classifications to be participating. So, there were 40 schools in 4A. We're expecting 36 to be, put into our playoff pods on Saturday. Class 3A, which I know is a good chunk for your audience, there's 54 schools in Class 3A. We're expecting 53 of them to be eligible, for Saturday. A lot can change between now and then, as always, but that has allowed us to kind of get a little more steady footing in our planning process and what these playoffs are going to look like.
So what will the playoffs look like? From Class A to Class 3A, all very similar. Think NCAA tournament. A 64-team bracket starting next week. However, with less than 64 teams in each of the classes, there will be the opportunity for bye weeks.
When you have 9 districts and 10, or in Class 3A's case, 11 byes, we're going to do what we can to make sure those district champions, by separating geography and quality as best we can, like we do in other sports, that they have that bye in the first round. So that's where that district championship maybe comes into a little more effect. Tiebreakers can certainly complicate things, we're trying to factor those things in as well. But it likely means a bye week in week one and a home game in week two of the postseason.
The waters get a little more muddy in Class 4A, where there are 36 teams remaining as of tonight. Which means instead they'll be playing a bracket of 32, with 4 play-in games kicking off the postseason next week. And based on where those schools are located, it could mean 1 or even 2 bye weeks for some of the top teams in Class 4A.
The bye games, as far as we have them planned right now, are only going to be in that first round. But, take Class 4A, for instance, there are going to be 28 byes, according to our current count. So you're going to see a lot of first round pods that are, this team has a bye and then this team has a bye. So you can just pencil them into a second round game, right? And I'm sure some people might do the same thing, in some of the other classifications as well.
The playoffs will be broken into 3 main rounds for all classifications from 8-player up to 4A. We'll start with what are essentially 2-round pods of 2, 3, or 4 teams. Then, on October 24th, we'll redraw it all, depending on what teams may survive elimination, based on the geography of the winning teams, and COVID-19, and if that will eliminate any additional schools from the postseason.
It's going to be interesting, and that redraw, I guess, is going to definitely put some pressure on us as far as, again, separating that quality and geography, because I think, these opening round games, record-wise, we're going to be able to, create those matchups. It's going to be time-consuming, but without too much headache. So that'll happen Friday night after the games, and we'll release those Saturday at noon. Then 2 weeks from then, after those games, we'll do the same thing for that round of 16, and I think that's probably where you're going to see a little more consternation.
So, how do the pods work? Again, district champions get the priority. According to Cuellar, they'll do all they can to give those schools the opportunity to have a bye and a second-round home game. From there are at least 7 other pods that don't have district champions, at least one of which will have another bye. The other 6 will be determined by district runner-ups, or those that were involved in 3-way ties. think Class 1A District 7, where the most likely scenario tonight will be Pellet Christian, Pleasantville, and Mount Air all sharing a district championship.
We'll go to head-to-head competition, and then we'll look at record, and then it will go to alphabet, theoretically. But again, with those bye weeks, if we don't have a necessarily true district champion, I don't want to sharpie us into a position because, we might need to make adjustments. And I guess our thing on that is that, we want to avoid district rematches early on, but considering the part geography is going to play in this postseason, I think you might see more district rematches in that round of 16 and potentially round of 8.
The first round bye will be good for those district champions. However, if a team has to cancel to COVID, unlike the regular season, there are no more games on the horizon. If you can't qualify for your postseason game, you won't play. And if you lost to a team that eventually gets COVID, your season's done too. The games do still count.
We offered, flexibility in the regular season for no contests or postponements, however you want to view that. Our idea is that with the postseason beginning, that path towards the championship, we're not going to delay games or postpone them. It is just going to be an advancement. But also, once a team is eliminated, they're eliminated. So even if, Team A lost in the first round to Team B, and then Team B got COVID before their second round game, Team A can't just rise up and fill in for them. So it would be a bye, just as you're describing.
So, based on what we just heard from Chris, let's take a little bit of a look into a crystal ball to see what is coming up for our area teams that will opt into the playoffs. Let's start with the easiest, PCM. A win tonight, which is almost all but certain, they will have home field advantage more than likely between now and Cedar Falls. They'll get that first round bye in a home game, and with their undefeated record and their standing in state rankings, will likely have consideration to be one of the top four seeds in the state of Iowa. Pella has a fairly simple path as well. A win tonight, they get a first round bye in a home game, and then a second possible home game depending on how the rest of the district champions do in the first 2 weeks. A loss, they will have a first round home game, and they possibly have a second round home game depending on if they're one of the six teams that gets an at-large pod to themselves with home field advantage. For their fellow district rival Knoxville, they'll have a tough road, a long road potentially as well. They'll be traveling no matter what. Kenlock Stadium is done for the season. Teams to watch for Knoxville and possible first-round opponents would be a second-place team from a nearby district. Think the loser of DCG Winterset, Clear Creek Amana and Grinnell, or Fort Madison as all possible sites for the Panthers to be traveling. Let's head to Class 1A District 7, where we have Pella Christian and Pleasantville both vying for co-district championship spots tonight. Assuming both win and Mount Air holds serve against Central Decatur, we will have one of the few three-way ties, if not the only, in Class 1A. Which means, at worst, all teams will get their own pod, meaning they will get two home games in the first two rounds if they don't get a bye. Remember, there are at least 10 first-round byes for grabs, and if the other 8 districts in Iowa have outright champions, that means there are potentially 2 spots for these 3 teams, meaning Mount Air, Pleasantville, and Pella Christian all are still in consideration for a first-round bye if they all win. If Pleasantville loses to I-35 tonight, that means Mount Air is the automatic bye. Pella Christian could still be considered the 10th team because they tied with a district champion, although the head-to-head would go to Mount Air. Barring a collapse tonight, the Eagles will likely have at least one, if not two, home games to get to the round of 16. Other districts to watch for Pella Christian and Pleasantville for potential opponents will be 1A District 8 and 1A District 6, which means think of Pekin, Loayza Muscatine, Van Buren, Guthrie Center, Carroll Kemper, and West Central Valley as all potential opponents, again, assuming the Iowa High School Athletic Association stays true to their word and avoids district matchups in the first two rounds. As for Indianola, Class 4A is a completely different beast. There are no districts, and with 4 teams opting out due to COVID-19 restrictions, there are 36 teams remaining. Meaning, in round 1, the 8 schools with the worst record or standing according to the IHSAA will be playing. Indianola is not in that category with their 3 wins and their close losses. Indianola will get a first round bye. It's a matter of who they see in that second round. And there are a lot of potential opponents, all with records right around 500 or so. Due to Indianola's location, they could be playing anybody in that second round, but they will likely avoid some of the top-ranked teams until that round of 16. And one final prediction to remember, Anything can happen. With COVID-19, seasons have been shut down for as long as weeks, and many teams have been missing key players throughout the season. So remember, appreciate what we have. A final round of regular season games guaranteed for our schools tonight. From there, who knows what is possible, especially as the teams will be reseeded again in 2 weeks. And on Saturday, the 24th, there could be all sorts of different scenarios based on how the first two rounds of the playoffs hold. For this look at the 2020 Iowa High School football playoffs, I'm Andrew Schneider.
I just hope we can win a game.